ABC Radio Australia.
Well, one of the Pacific's significant financial providers, the Asian Development Bank, has been accused of putting communities in the region at risk by financing development projects that allow the use of asbestos. Now, asbestos has long been a popular building material, but it is now banned in almost 70 countries, including Australia and New Zealand, because it's been found that asbestos fibres can cause lung disease and increase the risk of lung cancer and other respiratory diseases if they're inhaled, and that normally happens during demolition. But none of the ADB's 14 Pacific Island member states have such laws banning asbestos, as Kelvin Anthony reports.
The Asian Development Bank supports projects in the Pacific by offering loans and grants to help fund the building of infrastructure and provide communities with the resources they need to improve their livelihoods. But now the bank's financing policy has come under scrutiny over one key aspect. Emma Bacon is the coordinator of the Ban Asbestos campaign for Union Aid Abroad.
Development that relies on hazardous substances and the support of a dangerous industry will undermine the progress made in poverty reduction, environmental protection, and the creation of resilient communities by extending the impact of asbestos-related diseases.
Ms. Bacon says the bank's prohibited investment activities policy allows ADB project contractors to use materials that include asbestos. The safeguard policy statement, which is in question, has a clause which states that the production, trade, and use of raw asbestos is prohibited. However, the same document also states that the purchase and use of manufactured cement sheeting is possible if the asbestos content in the product is less than 20%. And Ms. Bacon says that clause is worrying.
The majority of asbestos cement sheeting, which is 5 to 20% asbestos, which means that the safeguard policy statement of the Asian Development Bank allows for the financing of projects that do use asbestos sheeting.
The World Health Organization says globally, asbestos causes more deaths than excessive exposure to the sun. It becomes a health risk when fibers are released into the air and inhaled, an action which can lead to asbestosis, lung cancer, and mesothelioma. But the absence of regulation on the importation and use of asbestos products in the Pacific has given contractors a free pass to use the hazardous material. In Papua New Guinea, the Housing Ministry has just terminated the contract of a Chinese company after it was found to have built government-funded homes with materials containing asbestos.
Issues that we see are a lack of local awareness about the danger of asbestos. So people might have asbestos in their communities, in their houses, in their schools, but they don't know about the dangers of exposure.
Emma Bacon says another challenge for the Pacific is how the risk of exposure to asbestos increases when natural disasters and other climate events strike. The last time Pacific countries met and agreed to create regulation to make the region asbestos-free was at the Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environment Program's annual meeting in Niue 3 years ago. Joshua Sam is PREP's advisor on hazardous waste management.
Yes, I can confirm there was a declaration at a particular PREP meeting to make the region asbestos-free.
Mr. Sam says Pacific governments have come up with no specific legislation around the use of asbestos since 2016.
But there's been conversations around making that happen for the region. Maybe in the coming year there should be some more concerted efforts into making that become a reality.
But Emma Bacon from the Ban Asbestos campaign is critical of regional efforts in the Pacific to stop asbestos use. She says they're quite inadequate and leave the region vulnerable to illegal asbestos imports.
What you'll see in places like Samoa, for example, we know that the checks at the border for asbestos are not rigorous enough. But even in places like Australia, where we have very rigorous checks for illegal asbestos products, still make their way into the Australian community and workplaces.
Ms. Bacon says the ADB needs to change its controversial asbestos policy.
If we can end asbestos use in Asian Development Bank projects, that will be a huge signal to the region to stop using asbestos products and to invest in asbestos alternatives. This is a really important step for the process to ban asbestos around the world.